Let me tell you about Southern Gothic. I had written Sabotage in the summer of 2012. My friend Liz Giordano returned from Chile and was helping me get it published. We found out that the whole knock against self-publishing had totally gone by the wayside, and there was so much more to be done with self-publishing. We went back and found an old manuscript that I'd written called The Intern from 1995, and we decided that'd be a good one to start on, and so we actually published that first while we finished up Sabotage. Through that process, I got the interest of Italia Gandolfo, my wonderful agent, and she asked me the very reasonable question, what are you writing next? I had no answer for that. I had a week's vacation in Georgia planned, and so I thought, I'll go down to Georgia, I'll get something to write on, I'll decide what it's all going to be. Nothing happened. I sat there for a whole week, couldn't think of a thing to write about. It wasn't until I was headed back from Georgia, all the way in Memphis, Tennessee. I was down at the pool watching my kids swim. I saw a lamp that looked like it was out of the old South, and suddenly I came up with almost the entire concept of what Southern Gothic would be about, all while watching my kids swim in Memphis, Tennessee. My son Matthew came up with the name Michael Black. My daughter Sarah was a huge influence. Mary is always around and always so delightful. When we got the idea for the thing, the whole plot poured on me. The first draft of it was written in less than 90 days. Here's a taste of the forthcoming audiobook, Southern Gothic, read by Peter Danbury.
The letter came to the bookstore Wednesday morning, postmarked Savannah. The stationery was expensive and regal, and although it was not embossed with any initials, it felt important. It was addressed to Ms. Meredith Harper, Southern Gothic Bookstore, in a powerful script, the angular letters formed with a fountain pen. The thick strokes of blue ink looked familiar to the recipient. She knew the handwriting, but couldn't place it. The envelope's inner lining was the same dark blue as the ink. She lifted the note card out gingerly, not wanting to smear any message. Dear M, I will call you today. An opportunity awaits. Yours forever. M. She thought about showing it to her assistant, Nate, but something stopped her. She liked the mystery. She probably should be a little more alarmed by such a personal letter, but she couldn't help being thrilled at the thought of a secret admirer and one who wrote her a letter. It felt like an entry into another world, one not marred by insistent emails and the soul-killing ping of never-ending text messages. On a day when she had much to do, it lifted her spirits and gave her a little secret to carry in her pocket.
Because there was something in the water in Springfield, Missouri.
Hey, don't forget me. I'm Brenda Lee, and we're all going to have fun tonight on Ozark Jubilee.
There you go.
The Missouri Music Podcast, hosted by music fan and the founder of Slewfoot Records, Mr. Dale Wiley.